Blog Talk Radio.
Ready?
Just checking Blog Talk.
Just writing something to my professor right now.
All good.
All right, here we go.
Recording in progress.
It is 2021. There is no longer a babe of the day on the website, Chuck. You need to update your cache. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast.
It's we Rob. Didn't hear the bland, Rob.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Oh.
Take two?
Oh. Let's start it again. I have a sad.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
Go. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Kid Rock released a controversial new song this week. And word on the street is that Rob actually likes it. I don't know if you think you're back in college or something, Rob, but I have news for you. It's 2021 and not 1999. And if you put my wife on your website as the babe of the day, I will sue your ass. Watch your step, bro. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Well, Chuck, it is 2021, so there is no more babe of the day on the website. Looks like you have to update your cat.
But Rob, do you have a babe of like a metal with robots website? Because his wife is very clearly mechanical. She is.
He might have remarried. I don't know. I don't keep up with Chuck's life.
It's been a while. He had a very lovely, lovely robot wife named Chelsea.
That's right.
Back.
Respect her, Rob.
It could be like a dog where, you know, they die after a few years. You don't know. We don't
she
know
like calling his
that.
Wife a dog?
A robot dog? Like
fucked up.
She's a very comely woman. She looked like
a
comely woman. She looked like a Rosie from the Jetsons.
Oh.
Matronly, but not unattractive.
Oh, man, you guys are just shitting all over Chuck's wife.
No.
Maybe
I'm
she's
not.
Into that.
Comely is a very
matronly, though, is not.
She's big into brass against.
You have something against mothers, Sid? Fair enough. Pretty word. Hey, you stuck to your guns. I got to respect that.
Thank you.
It's the Metal Injection Livecast. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you. It's Rob here with Sid in 3D.
Hi there.
And let's get into it. Chuck Blanding mentioned this at the top of the show. Kid Rock put out a new song earlier this week, or this past weekend, I should say. And it's pretty amazing. You know, it's kind of funny because it's our upcoming Patreon episode or Livecast Hall of Fame episode. One of the topics we discuss is the 9/11 tribute song, and we talk about all of these, you know, overly patriotic songs and how that's kind of what inspired this. And I love that Kid Rock is basically going back to what works. It's like old school Kid Rock with some new school buzzwords.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's the Kid Rock sound for sure. 100%. It's
the
not
old Kid Rock. Because I feel like, you know, he came up in the new metal rap rock kind of world and established himself and kind of pivoted to country a little bit and did that stuff with Sheryl Crow.
Oh, okay. I'm not entirely up on the Kid Rock oeuvre.
Well, I'm telling you, he became more of a country guy, and he put out a few country albums.
He followed the money.
Yeah, exactly. And then, obviously, with Trump in office, he became a political guy.
Mm. Did the politics ever seep into his lyrics before, or is this a new thing?
I think this is the first time.
I don't know that I would say that these lyrics are particularly political. It's more like culture war bullshit.
Yeah. And then he, and you know, he's been out of the scene for a while, and now he's back, baby. It's a Kid Rock we know and love.
Can't wait to dive into this.
Do you think this was like he felt like Aaron Lewis threw down the gauntlet, and he was like, "All right, Junior, let the professional have a crack at this."
I don't want to play the video.
All right.
Because I don't want us to get tagged by Kid Rock.
I have a question. Because I would say, unequivocally, Aaron Lewis is a better musician. Forget all the other shit, you know, the trappings of his republicanism. I don't have any doubt in my mind where Aaron Lewis is a better musician than Kid Rock. Kid Rock's just bad.
I don't know. Like, is Aaron Lewis good? I don't, like, musician in what way? Like, he has a better singing voice?
Of these two choices. No, I think Aaron Lewis cranked out, like, catchy songs. And every Kid Rock song is just a Kid Rock song. Like, there's nothing.
If someone put a gun to my head and was like, the only way you can live is if you see either an Aaron Lewis concert or a Kid Rock concert and you have to choose, I guess I would ask them to pull the trigger. But if I don't want them to pull the trigger, I would ask them to pull the trigger. I would pick Kid Rock. I disagree with you.
But that's not musicianship. That's just how fun his live show is. That's not what Darren's talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Kid Rock.
But you're going to get coughed on by like a million unvaccinated people.
That's either one.
Either one. Yeah, like what?
I guess.
Aaron Lewis has a dumb... song like this too. I'm not the only one or whatever. We played it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's why
it's
I said
acoustic like whininess.
That's why I said take out all the lyrical trappings and everything.
But okay, so just as a song, like if we compare Aaron Lewis's song and this Kid Rock song we're about to play, featuring Monster Truck. Monster Truck is a musician. He's a Canadian country star. Outlaw.
Oh, I thought Monster Truck was a band this whole time.
I thought it was just that one guy.
Maybe it's like a Nine Inch Nails thing where he's just the band.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Well, let's play a few. So I want to play this in like 30-second chunks, so hopefully we don't get the copyright going. And like the video, you basically know what the video is. It's him posturing and everything. It's not a cinematic masterpiece. So hear it?
I hear like a conference room of people talking.
Yeah. It's just...
I'm expecting Gatan Dugas lady to step to the mic. sounds like we're so late at a town hall.
The scene is Kid Rock staring at a bunch of analog television screens, like old CRTs.
Okay.
And it's all the news talking about Kid Rock.
Fuck all you hoes!
Yeah!
Detroit till I die, motherfucker!
So, like, who... I don't understand that. Like, who is saying he's not Detroit till he dies? Did somebody...
I don't know. I think he's just saying that as, like, a thing to fill time. I don't think that's, like, a response to anything.
He's just culturally appropriating, Rob.
Yeah.
The riff is good here. Talking all that shit. I like it.
Ain't no I feel like I've heard it before.
Oh, no. It's like microwaved Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Rob, I have an actual request. Instead of playing any more of the actual song, can you just recite the lyrics artistically? I think that, because the focus should be on the lyrics, and I want to hear them like spoken word style from you. And that way we don't get a copyright strike. I think we've already got, just from those 2 seconds, we've got a feel for what the musicianship of that song sounds like.
It's just that's basically the whole song. You basically heard the whole song.
The rest of the song is cowboy, baby.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I could read it. My voice is a little shot today, so you have to pardon me. I'm dealing with
that's just
going to
make it even better.
Okay. I'll start from the top.
Thank you.
Fuck all you hoes. Detroit till I die, motherfucker. Talking all that bullshit. Ain't nobody going to tell me how to live. Okay, and then he starts rapping. I'm a moonshine sipper, straight slipping into darkness. Far from harmless. I'm more like the sharpest. Tool in the shed. No, I never been the smartest. Well, make no mistake, I hit the fucking hardest.
He had a perfect opportunity to do an Al Sharpton reference there, and he just missed it. Completely missed it. You know, the sharpest.
Far from
maybe
Harlan.
It's coming in the
far
second
from,
verse.
Maybe he's like, far from harmless, I'm no Al Sharpton. Yeah, I'd like that. Okay. Tool in the shed. No, I've never been the smartest. Well, make no mistake, I hit the fucking hardest. Devil without a cause, you heard me screaming. And 20 years later, bitch, I still fucking mean it.
So is that a Kid Rock lyric? Sorry.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like an album title?
Yeah, his breakout album was Devil Without a Cause.
So he couldn't even fill a whole song without, like, filler. He had to go back to one of his older...
It's like that hip-hop thing of, like, referencing your old monikers.
He's saying 20 years later he still doesn't have a cause. So then what's the song about?
And also that, right, and that's inaccurate because he championed lots of causes.
Yeah.
He championed, anti-COVID restrictions.
Whip him out Wednesdays. Big proponent.
Anything Trump, all the Trump stuff.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now.
Holiday, not saying happy holidays. What was that thing we saw him in? He was in, it was like liberals and conservatives should get along, and they did some kind of skit where he was with some other celebrity, and they meet, was it Sean Penn?
Oh, God.
Sean Penn and Kid Rock meet in a bar. Sounds like
when
a joke
was this?
Set up. I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago.
Jeez. Look it up. Look it up as I continue this lyrical masterpiece. Motherfucker, you ain't never met a motherfucker like this. Kiss my ass, and you can suck a dick sideways. My way or the highway. Listen up. Ain't nothing changed here. I still don't give a fuck. So what the fuck's up with all the backlash? You snowflakes, here's a newsflash. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live. And then, so just to, ain't nothing changed here. I still don't give a fuck. So what the fuck is up with all the backlash? You snowflake, here's a newsflash. What back, like what? What are you talking about? And who's telling you how to live?
Cancel culture, the woke mob.
Years ago, we all thought it was a joke, see, that every kid got a motherfucking trophy.
Oh.
Which I'm so over that. That's such a dated criticism of society.
What
education system can even afford trophies? They can barely afford pencils.
Well, it's like
stop getting trophies.
Did those 5, 6, 7-year-old kids just decide to get participation trophies? It was their fucking parents. Like, it's your generation, stupid. Like, you came up with the fucking... Get mad at yourself, dickhead. You foisted them on these kids.
Here we go. But yo, homie, here's a... can you imagine a fucking 55-year-old white man writing, but yo, homie, and being like,
If it's Eminem, kind of. Like, I can see it. This is like
If Eminem would say homie.
I mean, I can see him, you know, appropriating, like, black culture words, though, because he's, like, authentically from...
He's Detroit till he dies, motherfucker.
Kid Rock's a fucking like a prep school dried turd. Why is he like?
He grew up rich. That's what I love.
Hey, homie.
But yo, homie.
I say, homie. Keep me on the back nine.
But yo, homie, here's a situation. A nation of pussies is our next generation.
Oh, the next one he's talking about. What's after the Zillennials?
Well, no. That's here's where he's just all over the place. All right. A nation of pussies is our next generation, and these minions and their agendas. Every opinion has a millennial offended. Kid Rock, do you realize that millennials are literally your fan base?
He's the one that sounds offended right now.
Yeah, you're the one offended. You're the one saying, don't tell me how to live and don't tell me about your agendas.
He spontaneously wrote a song to complain about millions of people.
Yeah.
So
he's a whiner. He's complaining.
I think he's calling the millennials a nation of pussies, which just shows he doesn't even understand what the fuck a millennial is. The youngest millennials are basically 30 now.
Yeah.
You know,
millennial
got Gen Z.
Got stuck in a vortex where I think forever and ever and ever now, millennial is going to be whatever the current 20-year-olds are. They're going to be millennials. And
just
be completely be used wrong.
Okay. But this Amendment 1, it rings true. And if it don't descend, bitch, then see number 2. What?
Yeah. Kid Rock's going to shoot you is what he's saying.
If you don't let him have his free speech, he'll shoot you.
If you tell him how to live.
Oh, C number 2, the Second Amendment. I thought
he's,
was like
or
a poop,
he's shitting his hand and he's throwing it to you. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I have.
One or the other.
Okay, and if it don't descend, bitch, then C number 2, ain't nothing new, right church, wrong pew, 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 pew. Ain't nothing new, right church, wrong pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Get a clue or prove your fake news and views. Prove your fake news and views, Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. Can all kid... Wait, let me... And if it don't descend, bitch, then C number 2, ain't nothing new, right church, wrong pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Get a clue or prove your fake news and views can all kick the bottom of my motherfucking shoe. I'm the last of a few screaming, fuck you. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
Motherfucker spitting.
All right, there's a few. There's one more verse.
Are you serious? Wasn't the whole song? I feel like you've
there's
been
a bridge.
For 17 minutes.
There's a bridge, too. Oh,
can he jump off
like
of it?
An eagle. My wings will carry me away. I've got the heart of a lion, and I get stronger every day.
Monster Truck was a great choice for this, because Monster Truck is like faux classic rock made today, and it's like got the most inane.
It's like bootleg David Allan Cobus.
Oh my god.
It's like a less edgy Five Finger Death Punch and also like updated Lynyrd Skynyrd. But not as nowhere near as talented as Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're
the sound
Lynyrd Skynyrd or whatever, I'm not into it. All right, so here we go.
I never even heard of them until 15 minutes ago, so
it's like the and they're Canadian, like they're doing like this USA. Is it one guy or is it? I don't even know. I always thought it was a band.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Did it used to be a Nickelback?
It's kind of Nickelbacky. More, it's more towards like harder rock, I would say. But yeah.
Oh, it is a band. Monster Truck is a band.
So Kid Rock doesn't even have his own band now. He has to farm out Canadian bands. That's embarrassing.
You never tell me shit. You never flip my script because I'm more outrageous than the Vegas Strip. You're like Mayberry, bitch. I'm hard and crisp. High risk, hillbilly, but I'm filthy rich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, how could you be a hillbilly and filthy rich?
Because he's white trash.
Okay, that's fair.
Would you like the Beverly Hillbillies? Another 70-year-old TV show, just like the Andy Griffith show that he referenced in the previous one.
High risk, hillbilly, but I'm filthy rich. You're like Milli Vanilli, kind of silly and shit.
Another
I'm like Shotgun Willie, smoking fillies and shit. I'm like Reverend Run or Lee Roth. Like Springsteen, bitch, I'm the motherfucking boss.
Or you're just really old.
Like James Dean shit, I'm more like Brad Pitt, you wish. A little less pretty, but I slick more dick. Okay, I get it. At least he admits he's less pretty than Brad Pitt. Which I like that there's like even
another
that's
old
kind of like
person.
A backhanded compliment. Yeah. All the references here are at least 30 years old. I twang more riffs, I slide through grass, I rip more lines than a 10-pound bass. Weed and cocaine reference.
Ain't nobody stay updated like me. I'm watching that Matlock on MeTV, yo.
Pass the mic, I'm like Slow Gin Fizz. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
Is that the song? That's it?
That's it. I love that both Aaron Lewis's recent Patriotic song and the Kid Rock Patriotic song reference Springsteen, but the Aaron Lewis song talks about how he can't listen to Springsteen. He has to turn off Springsteen songs. Meanwhile, Kid Rock here, who I would say mostly politically agrees with Aaron Lewis, is comparing himself favorably.
But only because he's the boss, just because of the nickname, nothing else. There's no more depth to it. It's just a reference to throw in.
Yes,
my favorite thing about the segment we just did is now we have a recording of Rob saying all that stuff. It will loop forever.
That's 11 drops.
So what did I say that was so embarrassing? Like Milli Vanilli and shit?
Homie. Well, you said the word homie.
I did say homie. Homie.
Calling all of our listeners a generation of pussies. I can't believe you did that, Rob.
All of our millennial listeners.
Listen, Sid. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
Yeah, take it away, monster truck.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
They don't step to me because I'm insane. Just like the guy with the sled in Citizen Kane. That's a relevant reference.
Oh, man. But you like this song, Rob. This is what you told me during the week, that you actually like this song.
Here's what I think these fucking lyrics are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But structurally, I really like the hook. I really like the, ain't nobody gonna hear me. And the riff is fun.
I'm going to argue that you may be experiencing some nostalgia to the time in your life when you were early teen, and this was on the radio, and you have some bond to Kid Rock.
Absolutely a part of it. Absolutely. It reminds me of when I liked Kid Rock, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't say that disparagingly.
Look at your mom. Like, she'd tell you to be home at a certain hour, and you just say, you ain't going to tell me how to live,
hey,
Mom.
No. Nobody gonna hang out
of Robert, why are you singing? Get home.
Mom, if you mess with me, it's all over. Gonna mess you up like a la Pugachova.
Oh, no.
Ain't nobody. See, I gotta include a reference for my mom. So that she understands that nobody's gonna tell me how to live.
That reference may be on the Kid Rock album. It is 30 years old. Away from
you
being
might,
relevant.
Him and Alla Pugachova might have a collab. By the way, folks, for our newer listeners, Alla Pugachova is like a very famous Russian pop singer. She's like a Mariah Carey-esque.
Older than Mariah,
singer.
Though.
Or Mariah Carey in, like, stature. She doesn't sound like Mariah Carey.
No.
Right. Yeah. It's her own little pop.
Oh, Allah.
I'll let you go.
Praise to her.
Praise Allah.
Nice. Well, another thing I want to praise is the brand new album from Converge. Mm. Yes, there's a new Converge album, and it's something different. Blood Moon 1 is the new collaborative album created by the legendary hardcore band alongside dark songstress Chelsea Wolfe, her bandmate and writing partner Ben Chisholm, and cave-in vocalist and guitarist Stephen Brodsky. You know, I was listening to this album and it's like, it's a Converge album, but it's not quite a Converge album. It's like Converge Plus. But either way, it's very interesting. I highly recommend you check it out. Converge Blood Moon 1 is available now. Stream it, download it, do with it what you must. Check it out.
Rob, I wanted to ask you, which Blood Moon was that? I didn't quite catch.
Oh, yeah.
Blood Moon 1.
Oh.
Hate to see it.
Walked right into that, homie.
Come on, man. All right.
You got to reset now after all that singing.
Mm.
Clear
While we're talking about albums, did you guys see that for some reason this is a big controversy? Well, I guess anything would be just because people need something to write about, including Metal Injection. But Adele announced, or Adele got Spotify to disable the shuffle button. on her album. And I'm not sure if it's all albums as well.
I think I heard that it was all, but I cannot confirm this personally.
All of hers or all albums?
I think all, but I'm not sure.
Let's see.
Well, that's weird. I don't know. I can see why an artist would choose that, but maybe other artists shouldn't, you know, have to
on
board with
it. Is on,
I never understood why they let you shuffle an album to begin with. Like, the whole point of an album is that the artist put the songs in this order, and that's how they want you to hear.
You can still shuffle out.
Oh.
Let me see if it's just...
I think there's something to that, but I think once... I'm 50-50 on this issue. I think once I buy the fucking thing, I can listen to it standing on my head. Like, I don't think it should matter. You know what I mean? Who the fuck cares? Who are you to say how I experience art? If I want to play it that way, let me play it that way.
But when you buy an album, like on Spotify, you're not really buying the album. You're paying for Spotify access. But like, if you went to a store, or you went to Amazon.com, whatever, and you purchased this specific album, paid specific money for this specific album. I agree. Yes. Do what you will with it. But you probably have the files on your hard drive at that point. You could rearrange them yourself. But if you're just using a streaming service like Spotify and you didn't pay for this specific album, I think it should be locked into the order that it's predetermined.
Well, just
my whole thing is, what kind of – I agree with you, Darren. Ultimately, like, it's you. If you buy it, you know, you should be able to do with it what you want. But what kind of psycho shuffles an album? You got to listen to it. It's like putting on a movie and going to chapter 5, and then going to chapter 1, and then going to chapter 10.
But it's not quite like that.
It's not the same
thing. It's the same.
Some albums, for some albums, I would say it's the same. Like, they tell a linear story, like maybe, you know, Tommy, The Who, you know what I mean? Something like that. But
sure.
The other albums are just a collection of songs.
Yeah.
And they can be arranged in a certain way that the artist thinks this is the way I want them presented. But is it that big of a deal?
Yes, it is. It's a collection of songs, but it's not like they just shout out the song or listen to the songs in the order they finish them.
I understand.
Sequencing is an art form. They sat there and thought about how they wanted the listener to experience the album. Like, in my opinion, I feel that track number 2 should always be the strongest song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You should start pretty strong, and then track 2 is when you really get punched in the gut. But if you're on shuffle, you go to track 10, you don't get that gut punch.
Well, you just
need that gut punch.
You just brought up a perfect example, a counterexample that I would present to you as devil's advocate. What if I purchase an album? And they chose their song that they feel should be number 2, and it doesn't punch me in the gut. And track 7 punches me in the gut. What if I want
to
listen to
you
one
are
and
open
then
to make
7?
You are open to make your own playlists, your own remixes. I am not opposed to that. I have artist collections that I enjoy where it's just like, oh, I want to put together every song I like from this artist, and I don't sequence it. Sometimes I shuffle it. Sometimes I don't.
You
and
just said
thing,
what kind of a monster shuffles?
Yeah, Darren,
no, but
with
I'm not
your
listening
example,
to the album. I'm listening
your
to
example is
albums.
Is different from putting an album on shuffle, though. Your example is you're curating the order.
Right.
Yeah.
Shuffle is just fucking chaos.
Yeah.
Right.
And the track you like could be even further back than track 7.
But I brought that up to just to illustrate a point, which is that the artist's order in which they're presenting the music may not be my optimal vehicle for listening to it. So just following that to the logical conclusion, maybe there's someone out there, it's not me, who really enjoys not knowing what track is going to come next.
Yeah,
and they
true.
And they process the art in that way. What's wrong
they
with
should
them?
Be shot and killed immediately.
Boy,
maybe
God,
there could be like a setting that the first time you play an album you can't shuffle it, but every subsequent time you're allowed to, like it unlocks.
You have to give it a chance the way they intended.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm paying money for this fucking thing. Like, I don't think I've ever used shuffle in any medium.
On an album,
I'm just a shuffle libertarian. I feel people's. Although
sure.
I may not shuffle, but I defend you to the death. Your right to shuffle.
Some people every day they're shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I'll shuffle like all the songs in my library on my phone, but I don't consider that the same. That's just putting on random songs.
How many of those songs
artists.
Are Adele songs?
I don't know if I like Adele. Adele has some jams.
She She broke his iPod that he still uses.
Rumor has it. You know,
you want to recite some Adele lyrics now to cleanse the palate from the Kid Rock?
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live.
You shuffle that off the show. This is the first time I've ever wanted a copyright strike.
Rob Bagalios says, Adele is the reason indie labels have to wait for vinyl orders.
Mm.
Well, she's not the only reason, but certainly one of the reasons.
She's just a real all-around jerk, isn't she?
Well, I believe there's only 2 or 3 vinyl production plants in the world. Because vinyl only recently had a big resurgence. It's been a few years now, though, but it's been very hard to keep up with the print demand because now everyone's printing vinyl. And there's a limited amount of factories.
So
a
why
limited
don't they
amount
make
of
more factories? Like, it seems like there's a market inefficiency here.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Because
how hard is
it a vinyl factory
to make like the places that are pressing CDs can't just
yeah,
open
right?
up a room?
Like, what the fuck are they doing now? They're like just waiting for orders. So,
right.
Well, if you think about it, vinyl is like 5 or 6 times as big as a CD. So
yeah, but my point is like
more
wherever you make your product, whatever your product is, why can't you just put a room in the back with the fucking pressing, and I understand it has to be bigger than a room, but like you can't find a garage somewhere and just start pressing vinyl?
Clearly they can't. Like, Derek, you think they haven't thought of this? You think they don't want to?
You said there's 3 plants.
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
So in this all this time, they haven't opened one more? Like, why aren't there 4 plants?
There's
all these major record labels. Can they not just open one for themselves and just do it themselves?
No.
Why are they at somebody else's, like, mercy? That's crazy.
So essentially priority goes to bigger labels because I'm assuming they probably pay more per unit.
Oh, I'm sure. And it's a bigger order. It's just...
Yeah, exactly. And there's a big backlog. For example, Adele's album comes out on vinyl on time. There's a Monsters, Inc. soundtrack that's going to be coming out on vinyl, which is ridiculous that that's getting priority. But Converge Blood Moon, which came out this past Friday, that vinyl isn't being released until June. That's how backlogged it is.
June of 22?
So correct.
Like half a year
just
from
like,
now?
Like 7 months from now.
Before I get upset, like, can you hit me with the track list for this Monsters, Inc. album? I want to, like, it might be worth it. I don't know who's on that.
Kid Rock.
It's a great soundtrack. Is Kid Rock on it?
By
the way,
Kid
you
Rock.
Said Monsters, Inc. He did mention Minions in that song.
That's
maybe
right, he did.
It was a tie-in.
Monsters, Inc. That's different corporations.
Oh.
Oh, all the tracks are by Randy Newman. Gross.
You don't like Randy Newman?
What? What's wrong with Randy Newman?
He's like an American treasure, isn't he?
He's not my favorite artist in the world. I wouldn't react to gross. I'm just curious.
He's boring.
He's Randy Newman. He has
Adele.
His little niche. I love L.A. You don't like that song?
Right? Rob loves L.A. too. You'd think that he would love that song.
That's such a cool song. Like, I can't listen to that song and not picture L.A., you know?
It's not bad.
Really evokes the...
All the Toy Story songs.
Oh, yeah, right.
You Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah, I guess that's a good song. Right.
You Got a Friend in Me is from Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool. Is he alive, Randy Newman?
I think so.
Is he sick?
I think when Rob said gross, I doubt Rob will admit this, but I think he initially thought he meant Randy Quaid.
Nah.
Or just somebody other than Randy Newman, and then we reminded him who Randy Newman actually was. And
Alfred E. Newman? Randy?
I know exactly who it was.
Randy Savage?
Paul Newman?
Randy Savage?
Newman from Seinfeld.
Paul
did
Newman
you think we were talking about Wayne Knight?
Paul Newman is indeed a treasure. With
about Wayne
charity.
He is dead, though.
Yeah.
So,
Darren, you mentioned this public service film from Kid Rock and Sean Penn.
Yeah, I put it in the chat.
Yeah, I got it. I got it queued up. Let's watch a few minutes of it before we move on.
When is this from?
2012 or 11, something like that.
see it.
Pretty sure we played this like 10 years ago on this show.
I don't remember this.
It's Mitt Romney talking. Oh, there he is.
Oh, it's like a narrative?
Yeah. Just got more Neanderthal.
Yeah, exactly right. Also,
Mitt
I
Romney's
feel so bad. So there's Sean Penn at a bar, and there's a female bartender. Mm-hmm. And she, like, looked so creeped out when he walked up. And, like, this poor woman, obviously Kid Rock is about to also walk up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just her probably standing there thinking, which one of these guys is more likely to rape me?
Oh,
it's both of them, but which one more?
Sid, I got to say, I thought you were, where you were going with that is that you were going to say, which one of these two is Kid Rock?
Well, yeah, then.
They do kind of look alike.
Oh, my God.
So Sean Penn is
the brightest.
Now, Kid Rock's now in the bar and on the TV.
Well, no, they changed the channel on the TV to Ellen Dancing with Barack Obama.
Oh, I missed that. So now Kid Rock's mad that Obama's
and Destiny's
on.
Child is playing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then they cut to Ellen sitting next to George W. Bush, and they're both like, yeah, that's more like it.
See, we can't find common ground
yeah.
in a war criminal.
What?
This is every line is cringier than the last.
Ooh, got him. I didn't take that personally.
Okay.
Wait, is he a redneck troglodyte or is he a Wall Street banker? Which,
yeah, I don't.
You pick one.
They're both in the same political.
This is so embarrassing.
This is supposed to bring us together.
They
I guess
together.
We could all be brought together in agreeing this is terrible.
Yes. Yes.
They do come to an agreement at the end of this.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Whose idea would you think, which of those two was it to put a Jamaican woman in this?
I think they were doing casting, and they were both in the room, and they just made a bet over who would get to have sex with her first. So that's why they picked her.
Mm.
And hopefully it was neither.
So when do they come to this agreement?
Yeah, just go to
this
the
is...
end. Hard to watch.
Oh, okay. This is where
the over the troops.
Oh,
is that
no,
it?
The
they
troops.
Both cry about the troops.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it looks like it. Because like now, yeah. Then they the scene changes.
Oh, right. There's a second location. Oh
yeah.
No.
They go around. I remember this. They go around like on a buddy cop tour or whatever.
Wow, this really.
Uh oh.
All right, we got
Sean,
it.
Sean, it's hard to believe this is Jeff Spicoli, you know?
I agree with you.
Just colossal douchebags.
Both incredibly self-important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Sean Penn was in, like, where is he right now? In Afghanistan or something?
Could he stay there?
What's he doing?
Could he get Kid Rock there and they could just both stay there?
Drone attack. Oops. Sorry. We thought there was some terrorists or something.
Finally, a good one. No one would complain. There would need to be no oversight on that one. We'd all be like, okay, that, yeah. We're good with those.
Oh, he's on the border of Russia and Ukraine. That's what it is.
Tragedy struck on the border of Ukraine and Russia today.
Whose side is he on, Rob?
Ukraine.
All right. Is he somehow like, does he know Putin? Is he going to talk to Putin and make everything cool?
Yeah, he's this decade Dennis Rodman.
I believe he's anti-Putin. So he's shooting a documentary about Russian aggression in the Ukraine.
Okay. That's a real void that we needed. The media just doesn't cover Russian aggression enough at all.
And Sean Penn doesn't crawl up his own ass enough. So if we could somehow combine the two, perfect.
Thank you.
It's weird.
Someone's finally calling out the evil of Vladimir Putin. Very
Sunday night at 8 on CNN.
Oh, maybe it's on ESPN.
ESPN. Yeah.
Preempting the Bulls Wizards game.
No.
Sean Penn's Putin coverage.
Maybe he gets the two sides to play a soccer game to unify them. That could be the ESPN angle. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sean Penn is an example of someone who I typically agree with politically, but still cannot stand them in their presentation.
Yep. What is it about his presentation that you don't like?
I don't know. Like, what the fuck are you doing in Ukraine, man? Get the hell out of there.
I just think his politics are just, like, pro-establishment liberal. You know, like, that's not...
Yeah.
Just because you don't like Trump doesn't mean you have good politics. Like, that's... It's like one thing I agree with you on, that Trump's a dick.
Like 2 years ago, he was advocating for something. I'm like, oh, well, it's cool that Trump Penn is at least doing this. I can't remember what it was. It shows how important it was. But no, I mean, he's got some leftist stuff that he's into. So
okay. Good.
That's all right. But good thing him and Kid Rock can be friends.
What was the purpose of, like, why did they release this? What, I mean, just... To get people to like each other?
I'm going to take a leap here and say that the intent of this is to be like, look, no matter if we're a fucking tree-hugging hippie or a hillbilly hick, we're all Americans, and we all have to respect our troops because they're fighting for our freedom to be able to walk into a bar and argue with each other and not fear being bombed by some... Muslim child that was drone stricken.
Right, I got that, like, but that. My point is, like, not so much what was the message of the film, but more like what was their action plan? Like, where was this released? What were they planning to do with it? Was it shown
I see what you're saying. What was the intent? That I do not have an answer for.
Just release it on YouTube? Like, what? Like, what was this?
They saw that Brad Paisley LL Cool J video, and they're like, no, we could do better. We could do better. There's too much color in this video. Let's do an all-white version of this. But Sean Penn will still apologize or say something about forgiving him for the chains.
Mm-hmm. Except let's introduce a service worker, of course, who is black.
But at least she has a bare midriff.
Yes, let's sexualize a service worker who is a minority and an immigrant so that we show how thoughtful we are.
Yeah.
Very in touch.
Ain't nobody gonna tell him how to live.
Don't tell me how to make a public service announcement.
Good stuff. And that's your favorite artist of all time, Rob. Good work,
Sean Penn.
No. The Waitress.
What else was she in?
She was in Half-Baked, probably. No, I don't know.
What? Yeah, so like, why is like this Middle America bar just randomly have a, like a Trinidadian?
Are we supposed to assume it's a Middle America bar? I don't think Sean Penn goes to those. I don't think Kid Rock goes to those either.
I think it makes more sense that way. Like, that's Kid Rock's turf. And then he walks in, maybe he's shooting a movie there or something. Because, first of all, my other clue is that the bartender freaks out that Sean Penn is there negatively, like he's a hippie.
Sure. I thought it was just like, this guy's going to try to touch me and it's going to be uncomfortable.
Could be that. And that's definitely not out of the realm of possibility, but since the people making this probably don't think that about Sean Penn. Like in the real world,
yeah. The actress being accidentally candid.
Yeah, let's just leave that in. Cut, print it.
Yeah. Like they told her to be excited that Sean Penn's there, and that was the best she could do. That was like after 30 takes.
Yeah, well, his hand is on her vagina underneath the bar there. That's why. That's the problem. He couldn't
She's
help
to liberate it.
It. They did 101 takes, and like in all of them, he had to touch her vagina. That's the problem. See, they couldn't get a good take.
I believe it.
Couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he's the director.
Well, then.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to mention at the top of the show that we said we were going to play Thrash It or Trash It.
That's right.
All right. So say it now.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing Thrash It or Trash It. I don't seem to have the sound effects on this computer. But if someone else has it, they could play it.
I don't think I have it.
Mm.
Just say it five Thrash times with different voices, Rob.
Thrash It or Trash It. Thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
No, Rob, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
There we go.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right, so the rules are simple. We play some unfanned bands.
Oh, my goodness.
Pardon me. Pardon my old ladiness. we play some bands submitted to us on social media.
Way to sell it.
These are all unsigned bands. And we will all go through it. We will get our opinion, each of our opinions. We will decide if we thrash it, means we like it, or we trash it, which means we don't like it.
We'll all go through it. You make it sound like Crohn's disease or something.
We'll all
just
go
music,
through it,
Rob.
That's actually the name of the first band there.
Real.
Make sure my audio is. Should I share my whole screen then? And then we could like look at the. I don't know if all are these music videos or.
Probably.
We'll put it up, and if it's not a video, it'll just show the band's info.
Yeah.
I think four of the five are YouTube links. So then, what is a Bandcamp?
Well, if they're YouTube links, they're probably videos.
All right, I'm queuing the first one up right now.
Then that's good. If they're not videos, though, so you'll see the band's name and the song and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's no chance of getting like copyright struck on this, right?
I don't think so. If they're small bands, I doubt. I mean, we didn't have that issue last time.
Okay.
They better not be.
And if one of the songs does get us copyright struck, that means that the person who submitted it has to buy us something.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
I want some fan swag.
That's right.
Send us something. Oh, what? Okay. There's a woman in a green leaf, like pasties, and I don't know, just like an Amazon.
So the artist is Blood and Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
The song is The Deadly One.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Long intro here.
Okay, let it go a little more than a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first. I liked it. I like the keys. I think it's doing something a little different. I like the black metal and the Swedish death metal influence. I like Blood and Thunder. I give it a thrash.
Yeah, me too. I like it. As soon as I see the keyboard, I'm like, oh, this like elevates my hope for this to be good. Doesn't mean it's a lock. but I think metal with keyboards is like right up my alley. I love this kind of shit. It's bouncy. Immediately thought this was going to be more like pirate metal when it first started, which I love, but it kind of veered off of that once he started singing. A couple other things to note about this. The drummer is singing, which I am always fascinated by. I don't know how you can pull that off. Drumming is really fucking hard. Also, the fact that the impact on your body as you're doing that, isn't it like fuck with your vocal cords? Like, why do we not hear him shaking? You know, like he has Parkinson's or something. Like, I feel like that would be... So wouldn't that, like, I feel like that would do something to your voice, but it sounds perfectly. Well, the vocals kind of killed it a little bit for me, but they sound like they're supposed to sound. So I give a lot of credit for that. There's a lot of skill here. Vocals suck. I'm not going to lie. Vocals are pretty bad, but everything else in the band is good, and I'm not going to kill it because of that. You just work on those vocals or just get rid of the, just get another drummer to fucking sing. I hate that shit. Anyway, I thrash it.
All right, so I'm going to start out with the good things. And all the good things to me are visual elements, mostly. One of the guitarists is wearing a Beavis and Butthead shirt, which is very cool. Yeah. The drummer is the singer, which is very impressive. And these guys look like the all-stars of the Livecast Discord. Got Jander on drums and vocals. We got Dallas on keyboards. We got Deuterino playing guitar. It's amazing. They just look like our fans. But that is where my enjoyment ends, because the actual merits of the song itself, the listening experience, I did not enjoy. And the visual is not enough to overcome it. And also, I feel it would be unfair to give them bonus points for the visual, because back in the old days, we didn't have the videos to go off of. We just had the songs. So I can't. I feel wrong giving extra credit for that. So it's a 49% trash for me.
So close.
There was one other one thing I wanted to mention is that Blood and Thunder, that's a Mastodon song.
Oh, really?
Correct.
Yeah, so maybe they're like Mastodon fans.
Well, I assume so.
And I just played the Mastodon song on our playlist this week.
Deuterino with the solo.
He definitely has that Deuterino hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the rest of the face, but he's got the hair working.
Chiseled. Rugged and chiseled.
Is the
angular. What's going on? What do we got now?
Next band is a Russian band.
Ooh.
Abyss Sphere.
Is that the name of the band or the song?
That's the name of the band. And the song is Epizod.
What is that?
Episode?
Mean?
Oh,
is this a cover of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? Next episode,
blin. That'll be amazing.
Oh, Abyss Sphere. I thought you meant fear. It's S-P-H-E-R-E. Is this Russian?
Oh my God, it's Russian in flames. All right,
you got to tell me what they're saying. Maybe they'll enhance.
I can't really make it out. Sid, could you make it out?
Yeah, not really. No. I just sort of let it wash over me. I wasn't trying too hard to pay attention to the lyrics.
Who goes?
I would make out like one out of every three or four words.
Darren, you go.
Did they say big and what at any time?
Didn't hear that.
Okay. Well, you know how I feel about lyrics and not knowing what the lyrics are. I can't really fault them for that, because they are singing some lyrics and they are intelligible. You know, I'm assuming if you have a common language with this person singing, you will understand them clearly. I will not detract points from that. And this, I just love that kind of vocal harmony. I'm a big fan of that. You mentioned In Flames, Rob. That's a little bit of a cliche, but that's something that like appeals to me. You know, it's competent, and I can't find any like major flaws with this. I'm not gonna say I sit here and tell you I love it, but I didn't hate it. I think it's a 51% thrash.
for me, it was competent, as you said, but it was just boring. Like, this is nothing I'd ever want to listen to again or, like, be particularly impressed by. It's pretty derivative. Even their name sounds like it's just a Meshuggah reference. Like, they just put a different word in front of sphere. This is going to be another trash for me, another, like, this will be, like, more like a 39%. Trash.
For me, I think it's fine. The Russian in Flames thing was kind of cute, but there's really nothing that they're offering to me that hooks me in that, like Sid said, that would make me actually want to listen to this again. So, unfortunately, to my comrades, I say, sorry, Vladimir Putin, but this is a 49% trash.
Do you think Sean Penn ever went to one of their concerts?
Well, yeah, he's
on the border.
He's on the soundtrack of that film that he's making right now.
All right. Now we have something from Bandcamp.
Good band. I like them.
The band is Avidus?
Avidus Sabonis?
Faint Avidus?
So the song is World Breaker.
Look, more Russian. Look. Machina.
It's not Machina?
No.
But I don't know. This is cheating a little because it says it includes current and ex-members of Black Crown Initiate, Intronaut, Invalids, and Job for a Cowboy.
So,
veto.
These are talented individuals. But I guess
we only want shitty musicians.
This is from 2 years ago. Was this on a record label?
I think that's a technicality that this thing wasn't on a record label. Like, we don't want signed artists here.
Oh, it was on a record label.
Oh,
and it was... This is a little cheating.
A ringer. Get out of here.
Yeah, this is a ringer. Yeah, because these are established artists. Like, we're looking for artists that aren't established, that, like, you know, don't have their foot in the door.
We're almost duped.
And let's also say, by the way, this isn't the case here, but if we did come across a band that technically put something out on an indie way or do it yourself way, but they are assigned artists in some other capacity, we don't want that either, right?
Yeah. All right. So moving on, although I do like the artwork, I'm sure I would love that. I'm sure I've listened to it.
This is like the Black Album.
This was probably on your like 2019 top 10 list. And now you completely forgot that it even existed. Yeah, are you doing a top 10 list this year, or is there any year-end stuff happening?
There is year-end stuff, but I haven't done a top 10 list in a while.
I thought you said year-end
stuff. I
don't like doing them. I thought you were going to get Sophie Eurista back.
Yeah, that's right. It's just top 10 Brass Against videos.
Top 10 people that I owe a gift basket to for how much traffic they send my website.
A year-end urine list.
Send her a Swiffer gift basket.
Vince Neil is absolutely on there. Who else would be on there this year?
Send us some wee wee pants.
Dave Mustaine, always.
Always. I mean, he's got one every year. Metallica, obviously, but I'm trying to think of like unique stories that happen where I'm like, oh, bless your heart for making.
What about the chastity penis belt?
That's personal for Rob. That's not metal.
Yeah, that's
related.
Not metal.
Dave Ellefson.
Oh, absolutely.
What's his face? Schaefer. John Schaefer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. He deserves the biggest gift basket.
You send him a carrot cake with a nail file in it.
Tim Lembezes?
No. We've stopped writing about him now.
But he got to set himself on fire.
That's right. Pretty
sure that was last year.
Oh.
Was it really that long ago?
I think that might have been. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on with Thrash or Trash It. Here's Conquest of the Insatiable. That's how I feel when I'm stoned.
Oh, I like this cover.
Food Conquest, because I am insatiable. I just keep eating. I do like this cover as well. I agree. But I don't understand. So the band called Axios?
Yeah, they work for HBO.
Yeah, it's taken.
They're going to get copyright struck.
And the song is Conquest of the Insatiable. Okay. From the album Beneath the Blood Red Sky.
And now they're trying to get in trouble with U2.
Yeah, that's right. So much copyright infringement. Just change one word, add one letter. They think they're skirting the fucking copyright laws.
It's Fuckers. Funny that probably the song will be the most original thing we ever heard. They just suck at title.
I bet it isn't.
Trying to be optimistic. Because it's Conquests of the Insatiable on Sirius XM Radio. Someone's going after my vote here.
All right, what do we think?
Wow, this is a tough one. This is like a tightrope because this shit, like, for the first 45 seconds of that, I was like, this is the best shit I've ever heard on this segment. And then the guy started singing. And it's just like, it's just, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I just feel like whoever the singer is outclassed by the rest of the band. Like, he's not the worst singer I've ever heard, but it's just like, this band is like fucking, like killing shit. And then the guy just starts singing and it's like there's someone in the band let their nephew sing or something. It's not holding up. The vocals are not holding up its end of the bargain here.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love this shit. I love the album. I love the whole motif. I love this. There's a dude just holding a White Claw, whatever the fuck, holding a bottle of beer, looking at the apocalypse on over a highway. There's like an eclipse happening. There's some fucking skyscrapers are on fire. There's pyramids in the middle of like downtown Chicago.
Corpses on a highway.
I don't know if like maybe Egypt was sort of like rose up as an entity and left Egypt, left Africa and came to Chicago to like conquer it. So what are we seeing here? I don't know, but I love it.
Is it the Luxor?
What'd you say? Sorry.
Is it the Luxor?
It's the Luxor.
Maybe this is Vegas.
Yeah, that's
like
a closer trip.
Apocalyptic Vegas.
But I don't know what's happening, and I don't care. It's beautiful. It's great. Everything about it is great, except the vocals suck. So tweak that if you're listening. If you sent us this and you're in the band, keep doing what you're doing. Just politely, like, kick out the – have them be the manager of the band or something. But, yes, I thrash this.
To me, this is like Iron Maiden-themed karaoke night in, like, Queens.
Yes.
And the vocals are just too silly. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I picture like Jim Belushi at the mic, rocking out with like his tie undone. He just got off of work at like a low level, like stock firm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't. The vocals are they're too silly for me. I have to trash this.
He does customer relations for E-Trade.
Yeah.
Rob?
I was, much like you, Darren, I was very much into it for the first minute. But then once the vocal kicked in, I'm off board. I hop off the train. I'm sorry. Sounds too much like James LaBrie. It's like that type of power metal that I don't really connect with. The music is very, very good. I very much like it. Vocals, not for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. I have to trash.
See, I would have loved if this sounded like James LaBrie. I'm not even that big of a fan, but at least he's a confident, he's a good singer.
Professional singer.
That would have elevated this through the roof if they had James LaBrie. In fact, get James LaBrie. He's not doing shit. He's just doing cameos right
That's
now.
That's right.
The new lead singer of Axios should be James LaBrie.
Just
get on
trick
that.
Him into thinking it's the like Axios news site, and he'll be like, oh, wow, they want to talk to me, and then just he shows up and... No, it's just this mediocre band. Yep.
I thought you were going to say trick him with the album cover into thinking that the apocalypse is coming and like Egypt is merging into Chicago and you have to stop it by recording this album.
That might work.
Well, Axios got 1 out of 3.
Yeah.
All right. We have one last band for Thrash at Our Thrasher. And that band is a
Moving.
Band called...
Oh.
From oh no
band from
his name
O
is Chuggo.
I already like it. Look at the name. Look at the name of this song. Ah, come on.
I think this is a bit of a change of pace from our usual. This is from the Discord.
Is this like a...
Okay. The B-side to that Kid Rock song?
Yeah, don't tell him how to live. Don't tell Chuggo how to live.
Come on, fucking guy.
Lyrics by Sid.
What?
Wait, the girls come to see him because the girls can't fuck? What, do they want lessons?
Who does he look like? I can't fucking place it. It's killing me.
He looks like Aunt, what's his name? They're from Barry and from the new Bill and Ted movie.
I could see that.
What's his name? Anthony something.
Rob, you're a fan of that guy too. What's that guy's name?
The comedian with the no eyebrows
and the
bald head.
I'll look it up.
I'm a fan of his too. I just can't think of his name.
What do you think, Darren?
Oh,
Anthony Carrigan.
Anthony Carrigan. All right, thank you. He looks like Anthony Carrigan. That's definitely the best thing I can say about this. This strikes me as something that is very captivating for about 8 seconds, and then I get it, and then it loses all its appeal for me. It's like there's something there, you know? There's like a concept there, but he doesn't have the charisma to pull it off for an entire, like, 3 or 4 minute song. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I think he's just doing the same thing. The same thing over and over again. And while it's a good idea, you know, I just feel like there's too much of this already. There's, like, kind of white guy, like, ironically being going hard. You know what I mean? And having no rap skills, but, like, that's the point, is that he has no rap skills. And he knows it, and is very self-aware. It's probably good the first 10 times someone did that, but it's just all over the internet now. So nothing interesting here. Trash it.
Robert?
Past the initial giggle, I didn't like this. I'm going to trash it.
I'm going to trash it too, but I'm just glad to know that the Cut Your Dick Off kids are still working and still putting shit out. Good for them. Still plugging away. One of these days they'll have a hit, but this is not that.
I can play that, but it has the N-word in it. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Was that what were they called? The Young Murder Killers? The Young Torture
Young
Killers?
Young Torture Killers. Young Torture Killers.
And now they're slightly older Torture Killers.
But found out that was like a fiction
that was a parody.
Inside of
a
movie, right? It wasn't like
very
some
sad.
Kids just did that. What movie was it?
I forgot.
I think it was the Darjeeling Limited. It's the scene where he puts on a video in his train on the train ride, and it's that he's very confused.
Oh.
Adrian Brody, I think.
It's an Almodovar film.
Oh boy! So no winners,
no winners today. No. Sorry.
I'll take
partial
credit. Episode title.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me what band to thrash.
By the way, the movie was called Hellaware. Hello, Hellaware, featuring Young Torture Killers.
That's going to be our next watch-along episode on the Patreon.
Oh, man. Let me show you the trailer. Can we play the trailer?
Oh, good God, yeah.
Send me the link.
It's like it looks like just a do-it-yourself movie. I don't know if it's even that interesting, except for that fictional band. Looks like a student film. Shot like straight on digital video.
like partners.
Yeah, it does. It's the same cinematography as partners.
The Middle America version.
Here it is.
It's your song of the year, man.
The hook, it's so infectious.
It's just, oh.
It's rural Delaware.
Didn't we have this guy on the show a few times? He used to work with Noah or something.
Who was it? I didn't get
that.
Alex. Oh,
huh?
Is he really in this?
It sort of looked like him.
He might be. He's in everybody's
yeah.
project.
This trailer does not make me want to watch this movie.
This is the best parts, too, probably. How did we find this, like, this song from this movie?
It just went viral.
Yeah. Yeah, this looks terrible. I might have to bite the bullet and watch this on my own and tell you.
I think we really should do a watch along of this.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'll vet it and see if it's worth it or not. And you can trust my judgment.
Okay.
Or we can all just watch it privately.
Darren, are you trying to tell us how to live?
No, I was trying to help you decide how to live.
Ain't nobody going to help me how to live.
So you don't have to watch a shitty movie. I thought I was being a good friend. But
okay,
know.
That's fair.
That's fine.
All right, let's talk about our Spotify playlist. Every week, we each pick a song, and we call that the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. Instead of actually playing the music break on the show where we get copyright strikes, we just set up a Spotify playlist where you could go through all the music break songs in one sesh or in as many sessions as you want. My first pick is my pick. Which is Opeth, Deliverance. And the reason I picked it is because I went to see Opeth this past Saturday. I was very excited. My friend Anthony had a spare ticket for Opeth and Mastodon. And I went, and it was phenomenal. It was so good. I've just been really on a streak of fun shows and being reminded of how fun going to concerts can be. It was at the Hammerstein Ballroom, which is in Midtown, a stone's throw away from Madison Square Garden. It's right around the corner. And, man, security was tight. They had metal detectors. They were taking away people's lighters. They were taking away people's paraphernalia. And yet somehow, some way, I snuck in my lighter and my J's.
Tuck it under your balls?
No, I just didn't take them out of my pockets, and the wand lady was just like, yeah, whatever, go ahead. Bless her heart. But then once I was inside, where I was standing, I had a great spot. But I was off to the side, and, you know, there's balconies at Hammerstein, and there was a security guard standing at the edge of this balcony, and she was ratting people out who were smoking in the GA, as if she was getting a commission for each person that she caught. Like, it was insane. It was insane because, like, I looked on the other side where there was, you know, it's symmetrical, so there's a security guard on the other side. That security guard couldn't give a shit. He was just hanging out. This one was like, that one, flashing lights. No, you know?
You went on the wrong side.
So I ran to the bathroom.
Did you really run?
I walked quickly to the bathroom and I inhaled a joint like in those cartoons where you just, you know, you see like the cigarette turn to ash, you know, like just like one pull and the whole thing. So I smoked it very quickly is what I'm saying. And then I snuck in a smoke in the crowd and two people around me were like, I'm so jealous. So jealous. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not sharing. Just because of health reasons. COVID.
To Russia.
But it was an amazing show. So if it's coming to your town, because I think it was only the fourth day of the tour. So you should definitely go see it. They have a great show. They have a giant video wall for both bands that added so much to the experience. Both had very great visualizers to accompany the music. Mastodons were incredibly trippy, which is why I had to re-up my joint. You know what I'm saying, Sid?
Cheap to Russia.
And funny enough, Darren, you picked Mastodon. That was your Spotify pick.
I did. I sometimes have to feel like to justify the fact that I listened to some things that were made after 1992. So I do like Mastodon a lot, and that's my one time in about every 6 months or so that I will. And that's already, by the way, about 12 years old, that album. But I just want to say that's newer than most of the stuff I like.
So. It's from this century, right?
Yes.
So it was Blood and Thunder was the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I didn't say that.
Which was their close.
Oh, Blood and Thunder is
great.
Is that?
Oh, no, it wasn't Blood and Thunder. No, it was Oblivion.
What I picked. It was Oblivion.
I'm sorry.
We were watching the band called Blood and Thunder.
Yeah, that confused me. No, you picked Oblivion. Oblivion is one of my favorite Mastodon songs. So, I thought, and that's a great album. The album was on. Yeah. I really like Oblivion. Sid, what did you pick?
I picked the song Head On by the Jesus and Mary Chain because on Saturday, we took a little day trip down to Philly. And one positive thing I have to say about Philly is, man, every single store we went into was playing really good music. I don't know if it was just we were in a cool part of town or what. But it was like Pavement and Sonic Youth and Dandy Warhols and just went Built to Spill one after the other. But the one that got me bopping my head the most as I watched my wife buy things that we don't need was Head On by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Great, great song. Frank Black of the Pixies does a cover of this that's also great, but the original is the best. So that was my choice.
Crush it.
Thank you.
All righty.
Oh,
so that's right. That's our Spotify music picks.
All of our picks are yours now.
Mm-hmm.
Rob owns them. Copyright strike the rest of us now. Jerk, piece of shit.
I also want to talk about our Patreon.
Got it.
If you like the Metal Injection Livecast, want to show us a little extra support, hit up our Patreon. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. $5 a month. You get up to 2 bonus episodes. You get video versions of our free episodes. And a nice little column by Sid. And you get our internal love and affection. At the top of the month, what was our top of the month vidya?
This is the Undertaker movie, maybe?
Yes, we did the Undertaker movie. Thank you, Sydney.
You're welcome.
We did the Undertaker Choose Your Adventure movie with The New Day on Netflix, which was not a good movie, but we had a really fun time watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you would enjoy watching it. And then our mid-month episode, we did a watch-along of Cube 2, Hypercube, which, again, not very good movie, very fun episode.
Yeah.
Cube 1, excellent movie. And we did a roundtable discussion on Patreon many moons ago, which is actually now free. Go scroll through our social media. You could get the link to that free episode. Or just go to the Patreon. It's up there.
Yeah.
And so you can watch that and then watch us suffer through Cube 2. Because Cube 2 told us how to live.
Yeah. You can get all the relevant context you need from our discussion of Cube 1, how great it is. And then take that to Cube 2 and watch us cry as we sit there and torture ourselves. Like the young torture killers.
How could this be so much worse than the first one? They got it so right, and they're just basically using the same beats, but making it worse.
They just took everything good out of, made the same movie without any of the good things in it.
Yep.
That's on our Patreon. And, you know, if you're a little strapped for cash, still want to support us, you can do so freely, for free, without spending any money. All you got to do is like our page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and if you can, leave us a rating and a review on your podcast application of choice. It really helps us out, and we'd love you for it. We would. And I want to also mention our top live cast fans of the week. Now, we have the $5 tier, which is that I just mentioned. For $10, you get everything in the $5 tier, and you get a shout-out at the end of the show, which is right now. My voice is completely shot, so if someone can help me out here.
Sid, you never do.
Is there a request?
In the Kid Rock voice, in the Kid Rock rap, tell me how to live voice?
Probably not. Give me something easier. You know, okay. My wheelhouses. They're very small and few and far between.
Why don't you just insult everybody?
Why don't you just read everyone's name as if you're extremely disappointed in them?
Eric. Fucking Benjamin. El Duderino, you know what the fuck you did. Dan R. No. Proc Destroyer, I guess. Sam, I am. I don't think you are. I don't think you actually are. Mindy Mayer's Kippa, probably anti-Semitic. I'm going to just go ahead and assume that's one of those. Jander, you like Chicago-style pizza. Whether that's deep dish or whatever the fuck you insist on calling it in the Discord, still thumbs down. Rabbi Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin, pick a fucking name. Come on. Pick a side. Shasur Shasusitz, it's a tongue twister. I don't like. Why? Why you got to twist my tongue? Don't do it. Rabba Vampiro. That's a good one. I'm okay with that one. That one's fun because it makes me think of old school WCW. Hugo likes tacos. I like tacos too, but I spell them with an S at the end. You spell it with a Z at the end for some reason. You think you're cooler than me? Is that what this is? Lando Danks. Is that like a weed reference that I'm not getting, or is it just like butter? Are we referencing Lando Lakes? Where are we going with this? LaCroix. You're probably a good guy, but LaCroix is a disgusting beverage, and I can't stand by it. Doug Pigman. That's a great name. I hope it's your actual name because that's just fantastic. I can't say anything bad about that. Who gave Rob the hickey? Wasn't me. And so that's all I can tell you. It wasn't me.
Spoilers.
Scooby-Doo 182. You had me until the 182 part. I can't go there with you. Douglas, who are you? Levison? You know who you are. Don't pretend. You know who the fuck you are. Hi, guys. It's Josh.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Right?
That was wonderful.
I thought for sure you would not have anything bad to say about Shashur Shashus because it's like making fun of Rob saying something.
I suppose. But I wanted to just get to on the merits of the person and not dig too deep into the context to try to forgive them.
Martin G in the YouTube chat asks, Sid, can I get an ugh?
Ugh.
New organic ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. All right, well, thank you so much for listening in. And I know we last week talked about changing our name, and we asked you for suggestions. We're still open, but I think we're pretty much settled in. I think next week you might be hearing what we're doing. So stick around. There's going to be some fun little changes, but for the most part, the show is going to be the same. We're going to be calling it something else,
yeah,
and adding a few fun things. Like
going to be calling
Poochie.
It late for
Poochie's
dinner.
Going to be
Poochie's what? Poochie? Be,
Poochie's our new fourth mic.
Oh,
sorry, he went back to his home planet.
Oh, we lost Poochie. All right. Well,
that's a reference fit for that Kid Rock song.
Ain't no Poochie gonna tell me how to live.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. On that note, thank you as always for listening. Thank you to Kid Rock.
Oh, come on, no.
I mean, he provided us a lot of comedy on this show.
Thank you to all the artists from Thrasher to Trasher and the friends of theirs that submitted them. And thank you to you, Sid and Darren. I love you too.
Welcome.
Oh, the feeling
you
is
can
mutual.
Tell me how to live.
I can? Forget it. Get rid of that low angle shot. What are you doing?
Hey.
Recording stopped.
All right.
Yay.
That was good. Some of the Kid Rock.
Yeah, some of Rob reciting Kid Rock
for
lyrics
sure.
For sure.
That'll be for tomorrow.
Pretty
fresh.
Something about discussing the shuffling playlists, maybe?
Oh,
get people to vote on
what,
where they stand?
Yeah, yeah. Ask them.
And what else?
You want to do the Thrash It or Trash It episode or something else?
Maybe Opeth story, sneaking weed.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. That's fine.
Was that, that was at the end of the Thrash It or Trash
It? Yeah, it was when we talk about our music picks for Spotify.
Oh, okay.
So that was like the last 10 minutes of the show.
Got it.
Or maybe something from the PSA, the Sean Penn Kid Rock. If there's
oh
a particularly
God, was so
funny
bad,
moment
that
it
was embarrassing.
Yeah,
like, what
I was
are they
struggling.
Doing?
I was struggling to even find funny things to say about it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I'll remember to upload the video this time.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Send everything soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, happy Thanksgiving.